coming up a Thursday night net for Metroplex. Again, my call is Kilo Baker 2, Sierra Quebec. My name is Paul. And net control for this evening's net. I'll take the standby to see if there's anyone saying about it that would like to check in tonight. Call KB2, Sierra Quebec, net control.
Good evening, KC2. TVF, KC2 TVF, Harold. How are you, everybody?
Okay, Hal, good evening to you. You're checking number one, and I appreciate your standby. Now, I'll see if there's anyone else out there. Hal, hold on just a minute. I'll be right back to you there. QSL?
It's a pleasure to talk to you guys.
Okay, Hal, looking for additional check-ins. Come down.
KC2KXV, Vinny, here in Manhattan.
Okay, Vinny, give me that call again. KC2KVF, do I have that correct?
A negative, Paul. It's a mouthful. It's Kilowatt Charlie 2, Kilowatt X-ray, Victoria.
Okay, Vinny, we have you checked in. Stand by, I'll be right back to you. Additional check-ins. Come down, please. KB2, Sierra Quebec.
WA2SHA.
KC2SQ. This is KC2TAQ, Jim Thompson, Gulf Shore. Can let me know if I'm making it okay tonight, peaceful.
Okay, Armin, we have you and Jim here. Yeah, you're a little noisy tonight, but comparable. Not a problem, Jim. Like QSL?
Okay, QSL, thanks, Paul. Yeah, I gotta check my transmitter. I meant to bring a watch here home tonight. I think you may have made the other verge of taking conk out on me. Thanks, Paul. KC2TAQ.
Okay. Bob, did you check in W2UEE, Bob?
Hotel India Tango.
Okay, Don, we have you checked in. Stand by. WA2UEE, Bob, are you there?
AE2AA, I can give you an answer on that. He will not be able to check in tonight, Paul. Back to you.
Okay, Walt, thank you. We have you checked in, AE2AA. Looking for additional check-ins, KB2 Sugar Queen. Okay, we have a couple of, quite a few here so far. We'll go up to the top of the list. Harold, good evening to you. And thanks for stopping by this evening. Come aboard, check in, please.
Well, I want to know why Walter and some people do not have NOT number on the Echolink. Thank you.
Maybe I can respond to that, Harold. First of all, I'm stopping my time, but I'm going to respond anyway. The reason why you don't find a Echolink node number for AE2AA is because I don't have one. Well, I do have one, but I don't have the software installed, okay? It's been a couple of years since I was active on Echolink and had the program installed. With that, I'll stand by and wait my turn.
Reply. I'm playing with Echolink right now and I want to find all the possibilities. But I'll find one. Thank you very much for your answer. And I'm signing off. Good night, folks. I see you at the next meeting. Bye bye.
Paul, are you still in there?
Okay, I'm back. Had a phone call. Sorry about that to the net. And I didn't get Harold's comments, but Walt, I believe you responded to Harold's comments. Am I correct, Walt?
That is correct, Paul. I responded to Harold's comments sufficient enough to satisfy his curiosity about the question, and he has now signed off. Okay, and I would tell you that I spoke with
Bob earlier today, and he reminded us that this is his AMVETS meeting tonight, and he was sorry he couldn't join us, but he'll be back for next Thursday. So with that, Paul, let me turn it back to that control, and I'll stand by and wait my turn. QSL?
Okay, well, I appreciate you stepping in there for me. Had a phone call. Break with you, Walt, and Harold, good evening to you. Vinny, good evening to you, and thanks for stopping by this evening, KC2 Kilo X-ray Victor. Good evening.
Good evening, Paul, and good evening, everyone on the net. Paul, if you remember, you and I had a QSO maybe about 2 weeks ago, and you mentioned the net, and from time to time I would listen in, and I thought I would just jump in and participate. I don't have a lot to say tonight except the topic that I have, which is, as we go around, what do some of the folks on the net tonight do for an HF antenna? They live inside of New York City the way I do. I'm up on the Upper West Side. I've been trying everything from long wires out the window to latching on to pipes up and down, vent pipes up and down the building, and I thought this spring I'd come up with something a little interesting. So let me send that back to you, Paul, KB2SQ in the net, KC2KXV.
Okay, Benny, I'm sure you're going to come up with some quite interesting solutions to your problem. What I'm using, Benny, for my low band antenna is an outbacker. I have it I have a 5-foot pole attached to my railing on the terrace here on the 15th floor, and then I bend it over a little bit and attach an outbacker, a mobile outbacker antenna. It has the tuning stubs on it for the different bands. And then I have some counterpoint wires running around the base of my terrace floor, off of 40 meters, which I do work quite well on 40 minute and 10. I have a problem on 20. 15 I do good, and on 18 meters, is it 18? Yeah. But that's what I use for my low band antenna. And prior to that, I was using the Hustler mobile whip. I had that also at the other location I moved from about 5 or 6 months ago. I was using the Hustler mobile whip, and basically the same thing with the radio wires running, counterpoint wires running around the base of the terrace. Then the QSL.
Roger, QSL. Yeah, that's ingenious. I don't have a terrace. I've got windows, and I've got a path to the roof, but I can only put a vertical up on the roof because of, the usual, putting anything on a roof in New York. So there's a vertical up there, and I actually snuck up a 2-meter loop along with it, and that looks pretty quiet. But I've tried a couple of things, from time to time. They work and not, and I was thinking, what's something clever that you can do with a giant vent pipe? I'm thinking using... There's a vent pipe that goes up 14 stories, and thinking if I laid a wire on the roof or use some of the railing up there as well, then I can come up with something ingenious. But I like what you did with the outback, over.
Yeah, QSL. And it works quite well, The difference in me where I'm living now is that I can seem to... I've heard a couple of stations in Japan. Have not been able to work them yet, but I've heard them. And before, where I had my antenna on the side of the building I was living, I could not hear in Japan, so I didn't hear them anyway. So this way, I'm looking around, and I listen around during the course of the day and night, trying to work them. But it seems to work out well. I work out west and down south very good with it. Okay. We'll keep that in mind as we go along the line. Been a break with you, and let's go over to Armand there in New Jersey. I'm sure he might have an idea, too. KB2SHK, Benny, good evening. Armand, good evening. Come aboard.
How you do, folks? Well, not too many ideas for HF antennas, because I really don't have much of an HF antenna. I have an old CB whip mounted on the spring mounts up on the fire escape. The fire escape's a pretty big ground plane because it's an awful lot of metal and it covers a large area. But it does make a heck of a good receiving antenna. I can receive all the stuff 160 up pretty nicely with it. That stupid thing works pretty well. Just today I was listening to people on 40 from Colorado and whatnot. It's a stupid thing because you'll never load this thing at half these frequencies with a transmitter, that's for sure. But as a receiving antenna for an SWL like myself, it works quite well. And the only way you'd load an old, you know, stick like that is really with a tube-type final. You connect it right to the darn plate, that's it. That'll work. An antenna like that has to be fed with a couple of thousand volts, and then it really comes alive, you know. But unfortunately, transistorized devices don't put out that kind of voltage. You have to stay within the constraints of 50 ohms, and you have to use fancy antenna tuners and all that kind of thing. So I wouldn't recommend this antenna to any present-day people. So, KB2SQ, WA2SHA. Back to you, Paul.
Okay. Very good, Armin. So let's go up to Jim up in Tompkins Cove, New York. Jim, good evening to you. Any comments from you on the antennas? KB2 Sugar Queen, their patrol. AC2DHU, Jim, you there?
Don,
for low band. If I might ask, Don, go ahead.
Just what you said, the outbacker, when I moved into the high rise, you know, I had an antenna farm on quickly. Rotor, what, 28-foot element, and whole works up there on quickly. But on Forest City, right by the water over there, with that outbacker. That's the same antenna when we had the convention in Virginia. After the convention was in Virginia, the Omics, I went on down to the Florida Keys. Same antenna, that outbacker performed. Now I pass it to a young guy up here. I'm on this 2-meter link, Kenny, KC2FBI. And he's enjoying it. And getting a lot of service with that. That's some antenna, Paul. I chuckled when you said that because I didn't know you had the outbacker. But that's what I use, the outbacker in Forest City, right on the terrace.
Don, did you have any counterpart wires running around the floor of your terrace?
There's just one. I ran it from where the ground was, one long wire, and I would just let it run down off the terrace. And I was on the 8th floor, and I was by the water, so nobody really paid attention. I didn't keep it out there. Just one long wire there, Paul.
Oh, okay, Don. Yeah, I thought about running one long wire, too, but, man, in fact, I did. People complained. One guy cut my wire, the ground wire, he cut it. So, but, you know, the strangest thing, I have a wire running right down beside my terrace. Our building is, to keep it from getting hit by lightning, they grounded the entire building. Started with rooftop, and there's a copper wire about the thickness of two thumbs running down the side of the building right by my terrace. And I thought about tapping into it, but then I said, no, I better not do that. But I don't know what would happen if it gets hit and that lightning runs down that wire. We've got about 20 of those wires, I understand, running around down the building from the rooftop. You know, and everything up there is grounded, so... But one runs right beside my terrace, and one of these days I may just tap into it. I don't know. But anyway, okay, Don, thanks a lot for that. And say hello to Miss Una for me. Break with you. Additional check-ins before I get down to Walt, KB2, Sugar Queen, that control. Nothing heard, so let's go over to Walt, Vice President and Newsletter Editor, AE2AA. Walt, good evening. Come aboard. And I just opened up my email today, Walt, so I'll take care of that. I got back, but something that happened to my computer wasn't working right. But I will take care of that, the email that I got from you. Come aboard. Good evening.
Okay, very good, Paul. KB2 Sugar Queen, net control with the group, AE2AA. First of all, say hello to everybody this evening. Welcome to the net. Good to hear you in there, and it sounds like we have the usual good group in there. Okay, a couple of things. I think this is an excellent topic that Vinny, KC2KEX, raised. I will even ask a little question of you, Paul. And what model outbacker do you have there? That would be interesting for me to know, because I always like expensive little things that seem to work good. I don't know how that happened, but that's it. All right. First of all, as I said, Bob, WA2UEE, sends his greetings to everybody. He's sorry he can't make it tonight, but he's at the AMVETS meeting this evening. He is telling us that, you know, the membership there is falling away slowly as some of the fellows he served with are becoming silent keys. Well, you know, so he's making sure he makes these meetings. He's doing good. He's got things under control, nice signal, and he found out maybe raising his signal level to maybe a couple of watts more, he might have a better chance of getting through an Echolink. Everybody else seems to be doing fine. I'm sure that Bob will tell. Okay, as for me, I use a number of antennas here, and I may possibly just break if I run just a little bit long here. I do use what's called a N-fed random wire antenna. It's 58 feet of wire going to a 4-to-1 UN-UN, and that has a 33-foot length of counterpoise wire. So that's how that works. Right now, the squirrel cut down the antenna because he felt he didn't like it up the way it was. He cut right through the Dacron rope that I had there. With that, I'm just going to take a real quick break, but I guess I should wait longer for everybody in Echolink to come back on. So I will pause for 10 seconds. So. All right. I think that'd be long enough. I hope it worked out for everybody. And so I use that antenna. It works very good with a 4-to-1 UN-UN. I also have a converted CB antenna, an A99, that I get to work pretty good as well. And last but not least, I have a multi-band Hustler using the resonators that works very nicely on 40 through 6 meters. And it has 4 resonators on it and a 54-inch mobile length aluminum rod and base. It works pretty good. It really does. And again, it works good with one counterpoise. I have it working with one counterpoise for 40 meters. Other than that, that's about it. I don't know how that helps people totally. I would like to also mention, I hope everybody enjoyed the newsletter. A lot of you fellows get the newsletter from Metroplex. Like to get some articles from people. If they want to write about anything related to amateur radio, feel free to write it. Send me the text in RTF or whatever you'd like to use, and I will try to publish it for you. Okay, I'll wait for the next go-around to finish up, but thank you for listening. And, of course, I'd like to know what model Outback you have there. Well, I was going to say one other thing to you, Paul. I think moving away from the bridge 30 blocks or so has been a big help for you. I wonder what your comment is on that. So, let's get it back to you, Paul. KB2, SQ. This is AE2AA.
AQ2 Charlie. Okay, Walt, on everything, and you sent me to the, Ronnie, I have you. Stand by, please, Ronnie. I'm looking through the AES catalog here to see if I can find it. Look, Walt, I've had that antenna for about 15 years. It's about a 6-foot antenna. That's all I can tell you. What model it is, I was looking through the AES magazine to see if I could find it. That'd give you the model number, what model it is, but I don't even see it in the book, but I know it's in there. Well, but I've had that. I used to use it on a mobile, and when I came here, I decided I would use that up on the on my terrace, try that, and it works quite well. Like I said, the Hustler mobile antenna used to work quite well for me also in the other building there, Ronnie. I mean, well, okay, on everything else, let me break with you, and we're giving Benny some ideas. I'll find out what he thinks of some of the comments that when I go back to him there. NC2Q. Ronnie, good evening. Come aboard. How things going with you today?
Good evening, Paul and Walter. First of all, Walter, my email address is ronnie.donenfeld@gmail.com. I'd appreciate receiving a copy of the newsletter. Once again, all lowercase, ronnie.donenfeld@gmail.com. I just walked in the door a minute ago. I have an Outback at Joey, which is an amazing antenna with 3 watts. I was 5 issues in Florida. I don't know what makes these outback antennas so efficient, but they are amazing antennas. And the two top sections of my common antenna broke off, and so I'm experiencing a little SWR, but I'm too lazy. Unfortunately, the common CHA-250VX is a sensitive and delicate antenna. The winds were under 65 miles per hour, but yet they broke off the top two sections of my antenna. I intend to use it just the way it is. So, Walter, please send me a copy of the newsletter, ronnie.donenfeld@gmail.com. That's all I have to say. 73 is all around. KP2 Sugar Queen and the group, over to you, and I'll be listening out. November, Quebec 2, Charlie. 73 is all around.
Paul, can I just take this with Ronnie for a second?
Yeah, because I was going to turn it over to you to make sure you got the information. Go ahead, Walt.
I thank you, Paul. I think that I have it down right, but what I would like for you to do is to send me an email. You know what my email address is. It's the ARRL. So please send me an email, and I'll add that email address to the mailing list, okay? But I need you to send me an email first. Okay, Paul, the other thing is, yes, I QSL on that email I sent you, I realized that you were just getting back from down south, and you had a lot of emails to probably look at, so I really, truly appreciate that, my friend. Thank you very much. Let me just get it back to Ronnie for a second to get a comment, and then we'll get it back to Net Control. Ronnie, you understand that? I need to get an email from you. Just something that says test or whatever be fine enough, okay?
Well, is that AA2AA@AWRL.com? Is that your email address?
Negative. It's AE2AA@ARRL.net. QSL?
Yes, sir, will do. KB2 Sugar Queen Group from XQ2C73.
Thank you, Ronnie. And I'll stand by now, Paul. You pick it up.
Okay. Glad it got all that squared away. And Ronnie, good evening to you. Thanks for stopping in. Let's go back up to Jim. I want to bring Jim in first before I go back to to Vinny. KC2DHU. Jim, are you still there? And, any comments on the antennas that Vinny might be looking for? Any assistance you might be able to comment on it? Go ahead, Jim.
By hook or by crook, I would find something that worked.
you and all the other stations and go back up to Vinny, KC2, Kilo X-ray Victor. Vinny, you've got a few comments there on some ideas on the antennas there. Vinny, go ahead.
Roger, yeah. Thanks to everybody on the net for commenting. There's been some pretty creative ideas, especially the last one. I think Jim talking about fire escapes. And as you know, in the city, I grew up on the Lower East Side where we did have fire escapes. I wish there was a ham then. I would have tried loading them up. That would have been a lot of fun, actually. It's tough to get antennas up on the roof. And I've been thinking of how thin I can string a wire up there and try to get away with it and use the vent pipe. But I hear a lot of Outbacker and the Joey, and I think I'm going to look into that and see if there's somewhere that I can rig up an Outback or something that's tunable out the window here and try that out. But this has all been pretty good, and I appreciate it. I do have one of the old Kenwood hybrids, the 530, which has a pretty forgiving final, so that might be helpful, and an antenna tuner to make it go along. So with that, let me send it back to you, KB2S. SQ KC2KXV.
Okay, Vinny. And Vinny, I appreciate you coming aboard with that question. Anybody else who has an idea or something they want to discuss here on the net, be my guest. It's open to conversations or making comments of that nature, Jim. I mean, Vinny, so it, we appreciate it. Not a problem. And I talked to a gentleman one time years ago who was talking and loaded up his bed spring. And then I had a friend of mine that lived in a building on 135th Street. He was on the 25th floor. And he had long wire running around in his bedroom. Now, Benny, some years ago, when I first came a ham, I had a long wire. I think it was like a number 20 gauge wire that ran from the back of my antenna tuner off the terrace, and I had it attached to a fence downstairs in the parking lot. You know, extremely thin wire. And all of a sudden, Jim, I began to notice birds lying in the parking lot, little sparrows and whatever, a couple of pigeons. Then I came to realize that they were running into my wire and I guess breaking their necks or whatever. So I'm not much of a bird lover, but, you know, the guy that was cleaning up, you know, the maintenance people clean up the lot, parking lots, maybe three times a week, you know, the garbage that blows in, and they were trying to figure out why all of a sudden the birds, they're sweeping up these birds. And this was way back in the early 80s of any. So I took that long wire down, because that's what they were doing. Because I was in the parking lot one day, and lo and behold, birds fell out the sky, and I realized what had happened. But I tried that one time also, Vinny. QSL?
QSL, I'm laughing. I shouldn't laugh about the birds getting hit. But yeah, if my wife saw that, she probably used the wire on me. Hi. But that's a good idea. That's the kind of innovative stuff that you got to do, I guess, when you can't get something out. And I like the bed springs, but thanks for all the good ideas. I'll let you all know how I proceed here, because I really want to get something up there. This has been pretty good. Back to you, Paul, in that control.
Okay, Benny. And hopefully you'll find come up with some idea. Something there, Benny, because most hams do. Break with you, Benny. And Armand? Any additional comments from you? WA2SHA, KB2 Sugar Queen.
Well, I think you were talking about, Paul, was this about the lightning drain wires running down the side of the building. You might tap onto one of those wires and run your ground to either a water pipe or the heating system of the building. And that might work too, setting up a loop. Any way you can set up a loop would help. And that's one way, using water or heating pipes plus something outside, fire escape or those lightning wires or whatever. They may work. Back to you, Paul.
something strange. Now, I saw them working some months ago on a water pipe. It looked like to me what they were replacing a pipe with was wasn't really a galvanized pipe. It was looking like more like a tubing, a plastic tubing, a hard plastic tubing, Armin. And I had intended to ask the guy, is that what he was replacing, a water line? But I wasn't sure. And the guy was inside the wall. I really didn't see him. But it looked like a hard plastic tubing. Do you think that's what they may have been using a minute? Armin?
Yeah, there is a tendency for them to put PEX, P-E-X. That's what they use in some of the new homes today. It's very cheap. You can buy 100 feet of half-inch PEX tubing for roughly $35. So you can see the advantage when you have to buy copper at 10 foot at $11 a length. So that's what the builders have been going for today. And as far as replacements, they do use it occasionally. I'd rather not. I put copper in. I did a bathroom up here. I'm still working on just the tail end of the job. And I had an opportunity to use PEX. It's a lot easier to use. It bends easy, you know, and whatnot. But I'm an old-timer. I go for the copper. You know, good, strong, sturdy installation. But maybe the whole system is not PEX. A lot of it may still be copper. Well, galvanized is out. The galvanized I haven't used for years because the stuff rusts real badly and the stuff clogs up. It gets a good case of arteriosclerosis, you know. So try to, you know, if you can sort of make a judgment on it, at least try it out, you know. Go hook up a wire and see what happens, see if you can load up a system like that. WA2SHA, back to you, Paul.
Okay, I'm Benny, sure Benny's taking notes on all of that, Armin. Break with you and jump back up to you for any additional comments from you, sir. KC2DHU, Tompkins Cove, New York. And we had... Right now, 68. I don't know what the temperature was because I've been busy running all day long since about 7:30 this morning and just came back in the house maybe at 8 o'clock tonight. So I was out of the house just about all day, I think. But we did have a beautiful day down here. The sun was shining on both sides of the street and was just great, but nothing like yesterday. I think we got 92 down here yesterday, Jim. KC2DHU, KB2 Sugar Queen.
Hey, very good there, Paul. Yeah, we hit 90.2 yesterday. That's still in the cocktail. 62.5 degrees here. Don't forget that water in that river is still pretty cold, though. I got that stream that runs to the backyard, and that water's nice cold. Do you have a question for Armin? Glenn and I were going back and forth here on APRS, you know, WB2LMB. And he moved out of Jersey City in 1978. He lives on 39 Boreham Avenue. Bravo, Oscar Romeo Echo Alpha Mike Avenue, Boreham Avenue. And you listen to that. He said, geez, I wonder how close Armin lives to that. You know, because he lives right down there in Jersey City until 78. I guess he moved out to Western Jersey then. Then moved upstate New York. So that's one question for Armin. Other than that, got nothing else for that yet. Very good, that is always there. And I was just scratching my head and listening to all these ideas about an antenna in a city building there. But if there's metal around, that's what I would do is, make up some good length of lead there with some alligator clips on it. And, of course, you have to, sand off a little, grind off a little paint somewhere along the line. You get a good connection, just try things out, just experiment. You know, there's going to be a lot of metal in them buildings, man. You got to find stuff that runs up and down and, up one side and down the other or something. Just keep messing around. You know, hit out something, man. You end up getting one of them old aluminum Christmas trees from the 60s or something like that. Put that thing up on the roof, keep it decorated, call it a party tree, and put an alligator clip to the bottom of that. I did that many, many years ago on the dark side with a CB. And it actually worked pretty well. Back over to that control. KC2DA2.
Okay, Jim. Yeah, I think I'm going to tap into that wire that's running down my building. days and see what happens then. But in maybe a month and a half, maybe 2 months, I'm going to have to take all my antennas down anyway because they're going to start doing some pointing on the building here. And I'm going to have to remove everything from my terrace. And but I do think I'll be able to operate from a window and a mobile antenna, a Comet I think I have, or I think it's a Comet mobile antenna, 2 meter 440 antenna that I set up on the window sill here, and I think I can work into the Metroplex repeater with that, so we'll see what happens. Okie doke, let's see, Don checked out before, so Walt, we're back to you for additional comments, AE2AA.
Okay, very good, Paul, KB2 Sugar Queen, and the group, AE2AA. I found it interesting myself, especially comments about loading up the bedspring. Well, back in 1958, when I was 17 years old, that's what I had. I had one of those real bedsprings made out of an iron frame with the pipes running along for the rails where they could sit on to the frame and the flat slats and lots of springs. Loaded that up and I worked lots of 40 meter CW. Yeah, that was during the novice days in 58. So we had a good time with that. That's for sure. But yeah, I think that's a lot of good ideas. The Outbacker may be a little expensive, but from everybody I hear having owns one, it does the job. Just like most vertical antennas, you got to do something about either a counterpoise or tune the ground or something like that. And you do need an antenna tuner, I think, more or less to optimize it. But there's a lot of 40 meter up antennas. If you're happy with that, that's the way to go. Also, Paul, I guess then you didn't get a chance to get into too much of this 28 meter, or 10 meter, 28 megahertz. Frankis down into Florida and so forth. A lot of folks have gotten, and I should have really probably gotten on my A99, but I just wanted to go out and shop for the stuff I needed today to repair my NFED, which is really a nice setup. That same arrangement of feeding, it can be used to feed a vertical antenna just as well. So that's the way to do it. All right, well, enjoyed the conversation and information exchange this evening. Paul, as usual, you run a terrific net, and I think that's what keeps it going 100% like it does every week. So with that, I'm going to say 7-3s to all. Armin, I'll probably give you a landline for a few minutes once we're finished. And 73 to all. Unless anybody has a comment, of course, I'll be listening. But 73, and have a great weekend. Hopefully tomorrow won't be too rainy for a while. But it might be cooler. 73 is all. KB2, Sugar Queen. AE2AA.
With my laptop, for some reason, it times out.
So we'll see what happens on that. Anyway, does anyone have any final comments before I close the internet? KB2 Sugar Queen.
Yes, just a minute here. WA2SHA here. For Jimmy, and he's talking about 39 Borum Avenue. That's about a minute and a half walk from here. I just wanted to let him know that. It's right on the next block. WA2SHA.
Go ahead, Jim. KC2DHU.
Hey, thanks, Arvin. Yes, I was just curious. We'll go back and forth on ADRS over that. What's going on there? You know, just moved down there in Jersey City. Glenn moved out in 1978. But, yeah, I guess you guys were just around the corner from each other. And, he was a ham back then. So he was definitely dabbling around with stuff. Okay, very good. Paul, very good man. Thanks everybody from Metroplex for welcoming us here. And I hope I didn't make too much noise tonight. Hopefully next week my signal will be a little bit better shaped and we'll move forward from there. So I'll say 7-3 is off. I'll list it out here and then we'll disconnect by RF from the Metroplex Fest. And very happy to bring everybody. KC2DHU.
Okay, Jim. And Vinny, KC2. Kilo X-ray Victor, when you finally decide what you're going to do, stop back in again and let us know how you're making out there from time to time, Vinny. QSL? Maybe Vinny checked that. Anyway, with that, we'll say good evening to everybody. Thanks again for stopping by and spending a few 50 minutes with us here. And we look forward to catching you next Thursday night at 8 o'clock local time. And this is KB2 Sugar Queen, turning this frequency back to normal amateur use. For now, good evening. KB2 Sugar Queen clear. 73.